Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching yet another episode of Power Rangers Operation Rescue, the 22nd episode, in fact, One Fine Day. And to do that, we're going to get things started here in 3, 2, 1, go. One Fine Day was the 22nd episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on August 6th, 2007, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Britta Johnstone. Looks like this is Britta's last episode to direct for this season. We've reached the end of her segment of the season. Does the book have to be pink?
Maybe he thinks you're pretty.
Weird, she's not wearing any pink.
What?
You can't just sit there looking at me. It's weird.
All right. Then let's talk. When you were 7, before you started college, what'd you eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question. Or a dumb one.
When you were 8, after you started college, what'd you eat for breakfast?
That's it. It's our day off. I should have gone on the picnic with the others.
Why didn't you?
Because I thought, silly me, that I could hang out around here, relax, read a book, and not be bothered by anyone.
Go ahead. I'll sit with you. Make sure nobody bothers you.
Is he trying to make friends?
Great. I think I'll meet the others on the picnic.
I'm very confused here. Bye-bye.
Have a good time.
Fresh air, beautiful scenery, no monsters to fight. This is just one fine day.
Oh, he used the episode title in the dialogue. Nice.
5 miles. What did you put in here, Ronnie?
Oh, just our lunches and our swimsuits, 4 bottles of water, 4 towels, some sunscreen, a tent.
It's okay. I'll take the backpack. I'm the one with super strength. I haven't been on a picnic in over 10 years.
And yes, I did notice that her accent slipped pretty good.
We go swimming, we toss a football around. We used to have these amazing fried chicken lunches that Spencer made. Man, they were the good days when Dad had more time.
Hey, guys!
I thought you weren't coming.
She changed her clothes, and she's wearing pink now.
You are my friend, so I thought I'd join you.
Ties on.
Yeah. He's great and all, but he's just different. He just wanted to look at me all day.
So you ditched him?
Well, no, I didn't. Yeah, I ditched him. I just need a few moments away from him.
Rose. Uh-oh.
Hey, Ty, we're all going on a picnic. Wanna come? Yeah.
Oh, Will, you're so evil.
What's a picnic? Well, this one in particular is gonna be a lot of fun.
What is that? A bear?
It looks like Bigfoot.
Hey, they found Norg!
If it is Bigfoot,
wait a minute.
Famous. We already are famous.
Should I point out that Ronnie packed enough stuff for 4 of them, and now there's 6?
Oh, I can smell it. Somewhere in these hills lies the Centurion Torch. They can set the world on fire. Oh, with it, we can destroy anything, especially those pesky Power Rangers. We just have
consider it done. I've created a force field that will protect us from any interruptions.
Oh, now he's ninja magicking? Since when did that happen?
Abnormal. Better get the Power Rangers to investigate.
Oh, but sir, it's their day off. They've gone off picnicking.
It was only slightly abnormal. If it changes, I promise I'll notify them straight away.
All right. I forget what it's like to be a kid sometimes. It's only been 2 years since Mac arrived. 6 months since Operation Overdrive started.
Whoa, what?
2 years ago, it was just you and me.
2 years? Did Mac not remember, like, 10 years ago stuff? Now, I know it's Power Rangers, but they're not that bad, usually.
Footprints did just stop, which is kind of weird. He couldn't have just disappeared.
Let's stay on course, see if we can find him again.
There it is.
What is that?
It's called a force field.
Some kind of force field?
See?
Lamporian force field, to be exact. I've seen it before.
Can we get through?
I can't.
Is Tyson wearing a fanny pack?
He can hold Mac's hand, and he can hold Ronnie's.
We get the point.
And then we can get through together. But remember, stay in physical contact with the person in front of you. That way, my Mercurian energy will pass through your organic matter.
Oh, what if you break contact?
Just don't.
He really is wearing a panty pack. Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened.
It's closed. It won't let us in.
And Rose and Tyson. They're gone.
Well, now you don't have to worry about two extra people on your camping, on your picnic.
Impossible! Someone has penetrated the force field.
Oh, it has to be that Mercurian Tyson. You keep looking. I'll take care of him.
I felt Mac let go of my hand.
Well, then they're not getting through. You and I.
Oh, great.
Did I not just say that?
Never mind.
Look, if I can find the source seal of this force field, then I can break it and the others can get through.
How do you know so much about this force field?
It's used by the Fear Cats.
Nice of you to mention that now. Come on. You better find
it. Would it have really mattered? Oh, was something wrong with him? So just stand there and wait.
Is there a reason you brought the Sentinel sword on a picnic? Never mind. Glad you did.
I'm wondering how much of a spotlight he'll get today, since it's his first appearance since becoming a sword. Guess not.
What was that?
Someone's in pain.
Hold on. That thing looks wounded. I'm not sure if it's safe to get near him.
He's hurt. I have to help him.
Oh, Norgood's foot.
Okay, big fella. I'm gonna help you. Let me see where it hurts.
It's my foot!
You can talk.
I can talk without yelling if you take this thing out of my foot.
Good Lord. How did he get... What?
Smart enough to run.
My lucky day, Rangers.
Oh, that was pretty good. You know, they waited 10 and a half minutes to have their first fight of the episode. That's pretty good for this show. Of course, our heroes aren't doing very well, but still. Okay, what was that? Oh, okay. All right, what's wrong with him now?
It does weaken them.
No, you didn't mention that. Ty, what's up with you lately? You've been acting really strange.
Is that the Ninja Ops waterfall?
And you've been asking me a billion questions about what I eat, what I like.
You noticed. Just trying to be close to you.
You are close to me. You're my friend.
Subtlety.
When I was a little girl, I never felt special. No one ever told me I was.
Seriously?
I made a decision that I'd learn everything there ever was to know. Then I'd feel special.
Did you?
No.
Rose, the way I see it is, what makes us special...
Wait a minute. She started and graduated college as a young teenager, and she doesn't feel special? Are you kidding me? See, this is what I'm talking about with the writing. Seriously, I was not under the impression, though, that the Fear Cats do, like, ninja stuff. Not gonna morph again?
You break the seal, Rose. I'll handle me.
Oh,
Ouch! Keep running! Oh, well, I guess the explosion made her jump. Morph! Ooh. I mean, still, it didn't hit him. It just made him fly, but still, it made him flip. They're acting like he's dying. What? Oh, she's about to get all hulked up now. She's ticked now. Do you think the others have noticed that the force field is gone yet? Ooh, nice.
I'm not done. Yeah, I'm mad.
Ooh.
What's that?
It's about time you got here.
Uh-oh. I guess they noticed.
These Rangers never give up.
Tyson!
Buddy, you all right? All right, let's do it.
Sentinel Knights! You rang?
Go see if you can help Tyson.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, the goodies. You know, they never actually show him sending them. They just go. Oh, that didn't work. You know, in some cases, it seems like all the shouting is overacting. But in a situation like this, I'm pretty sure I'd probably be shouting too. They're the Power Rangers. Oh, and they got the little treasure thing. Yay! They're just gonna let him walk off, huh? What is Norg doing?
He says he can help.
The dancing. So now they know. And knowing is half the battle, I guess.
Scrambled eggs on toast when I was going to college. Every day, scrambled eggs on toast.
Yeah. I guess that does reference back to an earlier question. Maybe just to the end of the season. There's only like 10 episodes left. Actually.
So, what happened out there? You know, take a walk, have a bite, fight bad guys.
And we brought back a gift for the both of you.
Do they even know what it is the question. I guess it really doesn't matter, does it? They don't seem to care. Okay, so how was that episode? It was definitely Power Rangers. It wasn't bad. Now, I just happen to know that the thing that makes it sound like Mac was making a mistake or they messed up in the writing for Mac to have decade-old memories when he's only been around with them for 2 years, which makes no sense, it will come to play in just a few episodes. So it's not bad writing. It's been 15, 16, 17, how many years has it been? Like 18 years since this series aired. So you, the listener, probably also know what's going to happen. But if not, just in case, I'm not going to mention it. But in any event, other than that, I thought it was not a bad episode. They waited for a long time before they had a fight. Taizong got injured, and it's always fun to see one of the bad guys kind of cross over with the good guys without them even realizing it until, like, the very end, I guess. So that was kind of cool. I actually kind of liked that episode. All right, next time we will be watching the first of another two-part episode, Ronnie on Empty. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care. And
may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.